Good morning. Today is Thursday, June the 23rd. Joining us this morning, real estate broker, Mr. Mark Mattioli. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thanks for showing up.
Here I am.
Yeah, both have to happen. All right, are you ready for our morning question? Why do we say that?
All right, I'm ready.
Nip in the bud. Why do we say nip in the bud?
I think it relates to agriculture, that if you don't prune properly, your plants will grow in the improper way, and you won't get the same amount of fruit.
That's like about 90% right.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I get a prize for this? This is good.
You already got your prize, water.
Okay.
Crude beginnings in scientific horticulture were made many centuries ago. At least as early as the 14th century, gardeners knew that many plants produce an excessive number of blossoms, so it became customary to pinch off the majority in order that those that were left might produce large fruit. This practice improved the quality of garden produce, but was devastating to individual buds.
Yeah.
It became proverbial that when a bud was nipped off, no fruit would be produced at that point. Comparing the gardening practice with human activities, a person who calls an early halt to a plan or enterprise nips it in the bud.
Mm.
There you go.
Sometimes that's a good thing to do, isn't it? You should nip it in the
focus.
Bud. Going the wrong direction.
Yeah,
nip
yeah.
That in the bud.
Yeah. Cut your losses is another phrase that's often used.
Yeah.
So we keep hearing nationally that real estate prices are flattening out, that interest rates are curtailing, potential buyers that people are having to hold back. They're not blah, 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 blah. Nationally. Does any of that stuff pertain, other than the interest rates, to the local scene and what you're experiencing currently with either property sales or with resident sales?
Can I say that you were 90% right?
I hope that's a geographic thing.
Well, I'm just saying, interest rates are not curtailing. They're going up. And in fact, in the last 90 days, I got a chart, which anybody can get on the internet. I got a chart that said that in the last 90 days, rates went from about 3.75 to 5.5, almost 2%. And in fact, it's some place not 5.5, it's 6, you know. So that 2% rise has, your question is really a very current question, really. And that 2% has an effect on how much it costs you to buy the house. So I did a little analysis, because we're facing that and what to do. And we had an offer, it wasn't exactly what we wanted, on a house for a client, and what is the effect of these new interest rates? So the analysis shows that 2% on a house, say, for $550,000, that if the loan is $550,000, that payment is going to increase $500. $600,000, $600. $750,000, $700,000, $700. Well, what does $700 buy or not buy that it would have bought? $700 buys at 5.5%, $125,000 of mortgage. So you would, at the 5.5% compared to where we were, be paying for a mortgage $125,000 more than it was before. Or you probably, if you're like anybody else with a budget, no, that's our price, we can't go any higher than that, you would have to drop your price 100. Well, prices aren't dropping that fast. But that is what's behind it. That is the thing that's supporting value, is how much does it cost? And so really, an interest rate increase of near 2% is going to have an effect.
Now, last time we got together, we were talking about demand as much as supply. And supply was growing,
mm-hmm.
So there were some options still maybe less than optimal or less than historical, but was growing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that the buyers were different people, but from a seller's perspective, there was still plenty of fish in the pond, so to speak, for whatever the price point happened to be. They were just different fish. Is that continuing to be the case, or are we starting to see a thinning out at some of the higher levels of potential buyers for, let's say, properties 800,000 and beyond, where in the past there may have been many to choose from? Now there's a couple to choose from as far as what buyer will be selected, whose offer will be selected.
Okay, this is really just an opinion. Mr. Mattioli is not so knowledgeable that he can answer such a...
No, but you know, you've been doing it for more than 6 months.
Yes, we've been trying to get this answer. Well, but I would say that what this high rate of this high value thing brought out many latent sellers who weren't going to sell, but what the heck, they had some rental or investment property, they were going to really come out, and so it's brought property on the market. But this slowdown definitely has an effect on Humboldt, because
we'll talk about that specifically when we come back. It's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli from Benchmark Realty. Mark, as you look at some of the trends that are going on, you said Humboldt County at the end of the last segment, as we were talking about either the number of buyers or what folks were having to pay for the property. We're still, relative to a lot of the metropolitan areas, not only desirable weather-wise, but desirable price-wise. Has it slowed down the local market at all, this increase in interest rates? Or, as you were alluding to, has it brought out a lot of folks selling their properties because they see that, okay, now there's a real strong positive ROI and maybe now's the time to sell?
You ask complicated questions.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I would say that if we look at most recent past, the demand has been good, and we have been selling houses over asking price.
So that's continuing.
That has continued. Well, you know, really, there's some markets in the county, and I'm referring to anecdotes only because it's hard to narrow it really down at this moment with a question like that. But I know that in Arcata, the very unusual situation going on, and a positive one for the county, which is the conversion to Cal Poly and their commitment to expand. We talked about this before, expand the number of students. The number of students are going to expand in the years, very short years to come. 5 years is category 5,000 students. 5,000 students is equal to one college of the Redwoods. That's a huge economic impact. And those staff that will be hired need houses. Many students who will be coming need housing. So it has created an unusual demand in Arcata. So it kind of throws the curve off. So we're seeing that continue, and I think it's already started. I think someone's probably applying for a job now that they might get in the fall. So they're looking at housing. So I think there's still concentric circles around Arcata and the university that are going to continue to get high demand. In other parts of the county, it can taper off. And interest rates are, I think, the big effect, as we said. But our higher end, you talked about the higher end. That was your closing question there. And higher end is affected by buyers from out of the area. We're seeing buyers from out of the area. And those buyers from out of the area are the marginal buyer that can drive prices up. The buyer that is added into the circle of buyers that makes that circle bigger and that therefore more demand. And they also come with capital. We're seeing, the number of cash buyers is a remarkable thing. It happens on the high end. You still hear people whining about, we had offer 80 over and it wasn't enough, you know. So there's, as long as that continues, but it comes from the Bay Area and L.A. and Sacramento, where they're continuing to have their sales occur and bring and put money in these people's pockets. So is that going to continue? That's the thing. I think higher interest rates do have an effect on demand. If it costs more to buy that house, people add it up and say, gee, we really can't afford that. It'll put a damper on it.
But at this point, though, Mark, you're not seeing a decline in the listing values or the listing pricing for those homes? They're still kind of seeing that, well, that lift that's going on?
When all right, I'm going to have to distort a tale because I don't want to tell too much about this particular client. But let's say that we had a house for $700,000, and the number of showings wasn't too much. But we get an offer for $660,000. Oh no, we're not going to take $660,000. It's a good mark. We'll take $690,000. We want $690,000. We'll go that low, and it doesn't happen. And the buyer says, "Well, we're going to stick with our $660,000." And so a week later, we talk to them and say, you know, they're staying there. We haven't got anything else going. Let's look at this. So we look at this in exactly the way we talked. What is that buyer now paying for your house? It's changed. We have to consider that. So we evaluate that the cost of your house is now increased from a monthly payment point of view. I think we ought to take the $660,000 offer, which we did. Those aren't the same numbers, but that's what happened.
Right.
So I think, yeah, that's an effective dropping the price to get a sale. Unlike what was happening 8 months and a year ago, in which there was seven offers and seven of them were all over asking price and a different feeling. So it goes like that, too.
So it does and can go both ways.
Pardon
just
me?
Depending on the price point of the house?
Yeah, that too, yeah. So we're all struggling. We have these conversations around the office about how to price this house, and what is the effect on interest rates? And we keep going around
or are comparables still comparable? Because
are comparables still comparable?
Because of the financing
exactly
changes.
Exactly right. Exactly yeah. Right. Are the comparables still comparable? Because they're now 60-day old. They were 4 months ago. They're back in February and March. What's happened since February? What's happened since January?
So the environment has changed.
The environment has changed, and yeah. we're all struggling to figure that out. If there was somebody who knew that answer, we'd all come to his door and say, "Now what should we do?" You know. So it is a transitory situation. Sorry.
It's also 8:30.
I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli. Mark, one of the challenges in the past you'd indicated was the number of houses that are available for potential buyers to look at. Fair enough.
Shoot. I can
find that statistic, but I will say that...
But it was kind of skinny, but we're seeing a lot of...
It's thinned out.
Furry houses now.
Huh?
Furry houses with the lawns growing up high that looks like either they're... Something's going on. Is this out of area owners?
The neighborhood too much.
And you bicycle through the neighborhood. You see the same thing.
You see the same thing.
It seems like something has changed. And I don't... It can't be the cost of gasoline for lawnmowers. That isn't it. Something else. When you see things like that, do you wonder, is this house going to be coming available for sale? Is this...
Is this a harbinger for the future? What does that look like? I don't think that's any kind of trend. I think what you're seeing is just several unusual situations. There might have been a death, and they haven't. The estate hasn't got around to transferring title. I don't see anything there really as to the effects of our real estate market. Our real estate market has been booming, sir. And
I would think they'd be motivated to maintain the properties. Make them look snappy, and then get them off.
People are wise to that, and especially if they have a real estate broker working for them, Brian. Who knows what's going on? We're not so good at it, and I don't think, we are comfortable and familiar with trends, which the trend has been, but when there's a transition, I think we're going through, really, and I think it's a high interest rate. And why is there a high interest rate? Because inflation is nuts. It's gone something like the wholesale price index was 8%, and so let's start with transportation and the effect that inflation's had on transportation. Transportation, you're a trucker. You got to fill your truck up with 500 gallons of diesel. It was costing you $4. It cost you $7. That tank now cost you $1,500 more than it was before. How are you going to get your money back? You're going to have to raise prices of trucking. People who ship things are going to have to pay that price to truck. So now you're paying more to deliver your goods. What are you going to do to the price of your goods? You're going to have to change the price of your goods or you're going broke. You can't ship things. it's like the old joke about the widget. And the guy comes in and he wants a bank loan. And the banker says, what do you make? Well, we make widgets. And so what does it cost to make the widgets? Well, about $3. You sell a lot of them? Oh, yeah, we're selling a lot of them. What are you selling for? $2. And the banker says, wait a minute. Cost you $3 and you're selling for $2. How are you making any money? And then the guy says, we make it up on volume.
Right.
Sorry, Brian.
I didn't want to interrupt your story.
Anyway, so, yes, if the cost of trucking costs more, the price has to go up on goods, and it has been going up. Now, the Fed looks at this and says, gee, wait a minute, what's going on here? We've got to dampen this. And their method of dampening this is to increase interest rates. And they did something remarkable they haven't done since 1994. A week ago, they increased them 0.75%, just like that. Their normal method is just a small number of points, they call it. And
25 basis points.
Yeah, basis points. Yeah. And so that happened, but 0.75% was big. And
they're talking about it again later this month, or in July, rather, at the next Fed meeting, that they may do it again.
Yeah.
So that changes that pool of buyers. Is it accelerating people out of the area trying to get here now and kind of serving as a cattle prod?
It could. On the short term, happen. It could do that, I guess. Yeah, right. I'm hoping that happens.
I bet you are.
Stuff, so it'll have a positive effect.
Are you seeing any geographic trends? In the old days, right, all the fancy houses were in Trinidad and everybody wanted to go to Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not making more houses in Trinidad.
No.
So are those houses escalating at a higher rate?
We're still seeing really high rates on houses. There really is the high end is doing pretty good, but it well could change.
So where's the softening? Or is there any price range where you're starting to see...
The mid-range is unbelievably here in Humboldt County in the 400s.
That would be the popular broker.
Yes.
Background noise, yes.
I'm sorry about that. And should have turned it off. So our mid-range is, you know, is still going to be more costly for somebody if it costs $200 to $300 more a month to buy that mid-range house. Your qualification is like this, is if it costs $1,000 for the mortgage, they want to see that amount is not greater than, say, 40 or even, say, 45% of your income. And if it is, then you can't afford that. So you better go. You better drop down. So when those rates went up and increased the cost, that is serious to someone whose ability to purchase. But if you got a lot of cash, these kind of things don't matter as much. But they do matter for Joe Lunchbucket and the guy who's trying to make a living and has a job to afford a house. So it's had an effect there.
So what?
Geez, why are we talking all this negative stuff?
I'm curious. What would be your canary? Number of offers on a house? Number of houses in a price range?
Yeah, the canary is a good one. Your metaphor. If once we were getting 12 and now we're getting 6, if once we were getting 6 and now we're getting 1, that's just like the old days, sir. That's how it used to be.
Normal.
There was a balance, and we were probably headed toward a balance. That's what's really going on, is you're trying to sell your house, and you better price it well, or you're not going to have anybody paying attention to you. That's not a bad thing.
And probably unrealistic to expect over price
yes.
to you, come you in, expect, or as a buyer, you have to offer that extra 50 on top.
You want your realtor to price it that it'll sell. And so that's the thing you start with, normal. I was going to talk about the history of interest rates, and we can save that till
after the break.
After the break.
It's 8:42.
Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right. You can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable. So book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Mark Mattioli. Mark, the impact of interest rates, you know, there's the real reality of it, and then there's the psychology of it also. Mm-hmm. If it goes up, you may be motivated to move quicker. If it's going down, you may be a little bit less urgent, and you want to see how low it goes. Kind of like with the stock market, same concept. If it's going up, yeah, maybe I hold on to it. If it's going down, how quick can I get rid of it? Whether or not it's logical, it doesn't matter. It's an emotional thing. When you're talking to prospective buyers, are you sensing more emotion as they keep hearing about interest rates and going up and how much more costly it is? And boy, if we make a bit of $200 more, or what translates to $200 more a month now, mm-hmm. that's better than if the rate jacks up by 3/4, and now we're looking at $500 more a month. Are you getting that logic entering into the equation at all, or is it an emotional market
right now?
There's
emotional, but it really does get down to what they can afford. I have a buyer I'm working with on a house, and they make offer, and the seller said, no, that's not what we're going to take. It'll have to be this, and they right away the email back from them as we were talking about it. It's we can't go that high. We can't go that high means this is how much we make. We know how much it is. The baby costs this much, and Mark, that I'm sorry. So we're going to have to make a counteroffer to that counteroffer to see whether we can get it closer. And the reason is that. For their case, and don't we wish that we would have looked for a house at what the rates being 3, and they were even that at one point. So that is an effect on this buyer. Well, it may be that when we say that no, we won't pay what you want, but we'll give you this, it might work. A seller may reevaluate their position that the prices they heard when they set their price. Are not there anymore. There's something pulled out from underneath. So
it's just And interest rates certainly are a huge factor in that equation.
Mm-hmm.
Are people wanting to have shorter closing periods now?
No, I don't think that's the thing. They want the house. I don't think the shorter closing periods are...
So they're not worried about protecting once they have their financing in place, then it's... Let's just hammer this thing
out. I think you asked the number of houses on the market.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you that one here. I got a chart. Active residences. At one point in 2019, we were 500 houses on. It's dropped, and it went down in, let's see, the beginning of 2021, that number of houses was, look across here, about 150. 175. It went as low as, the low was March 2021. There was 100 houses on the market. And that is extremely small. I mean, my sense of normal is 500. And when it's 100 and the same number of buyers want them, they're going to drive the prices up.
Which or is more,
what,
or
what,
more
what
buyers.
We've seen, what we have seen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now, right now it's a little better than that. On June 5th, the number of houses on the market was 282 houses.
So it's still about half.
About half of what it might be, 282.
And the 500 is a healthy number for the buyers to be able to have some choice.
We talked about interest rates, and I said that during the break, the Fed reduced interest rates because there was a recession. And what can they do? Well, interest rates are a big determiner of how the economy might do. Low interest rates means that things cost less, that and make you can make it work. You can build that extra wing. You can buy that giant piece of equipment that makes things for you more efficiently. So interest rates really affect the economy. So they, and I think the number was 2008, the Fed decided to lower interest rates. They've been dropped, and they for that period of time, which is way over a decade, they've been really good, much lower than normal. So I think when the economy recovers, which it seems to be doing, and that's why they are raising rates again, then we're going to get back to what's normal sort of interest rate.
Rather than a panic
rather
market.
Rather than this very super really good interest rate
that's
been going on.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Well, that's you. Thank you. Yes, boy, you make it interesting, sir. Challenge me all the way.
We hope so. See everybody tomorrow.